I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
Well, I tell you what, in the last year, I have learned more about medical marijuana, marijuana in general, than I had in my whole life. And I went to college with a guy who smoked pot just about every day. It was kind of a nightmare. But this medical marijuana thing is just unprecedented. And I've heard different sides of the story about the law. I've heard from some folks that the law was meant to be vague so that local municipalities could decide how to incorporate rules and regulations. And I've also heard that it was left that way so people could get away with doing business how they wanted to do. Have you found it to be that big of a challenge?
It has been a significant challenge, Tony, but I think the reality is that the state legislature debated this issue for years, and they could never work out these difficult issues around where dispensaries could be located, if dispensaries were even allowed, things along those lines. So the drafters of the ballot initiative simply stripped out all of those details and essentially put the principle of compassionate care on the ballot, which passed overwhelmingly. Unfortunately, that leaves it to local units of government like the city of East Lansing to work out all the details the legislature couldn't work out in the first place, and that's where we find ourselves today.
So what has East Lansing decided as of last night?
Well, we began this process with three different ordinances, each of which took a totally different approach to the regulation of medical marijuana in our community. And last night we took some significant steps forward by taking up two of those approaches, one that would have allowed medical marijuana as a home-based business and one that would have effectively banned it in East Lansing. And we defeated both of those approaches, which leaves us with one final ordinance that we're still hammering out the details on, which would allow for dispensaries in a limited area of the city, specifically the B4 office business district. So we're still hammering out the details of how that would be implemented in our community, but we're working hard to try and strike the right balance between public safety and aesthetic concerns and the right of patients to have access to medication that they need.
Well, I've heard there are complaints, Nathan, that the city council's taking too long to decide this. What's your take on that?
You know, I think it's important that we be deliberative about this. The state legislature, as I said, has provided no guidance on how this is to be implemented. The courts haven't had a chance yet to interpret any of the ambiguities in the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. And the decisions that our council makes when we legislate have consequences. Licenses confer property rights on applicants that are difficult to be undone. So it's important that we take this in stride and make a decision that's appropriate for our community. And I think we're doing that, and we're doing it as expeditiously as possible. And it's my sincere hope that we'll have this resolved, at least in the short term, for East Lansing by March 15th.
Okay, that's when you've extended the moratorium, and you hope to have the bill completely completed by March 15th.
We've actually extended the moratorium for an additional 90 days, but we've set a public hearing and two council work sessions on the remaining ordinance between now and March 15th. So it's my hope that at that March 15th meeting, which is essentially a month from today, that we will have worked out all of the remaining difficulties and we'll be able to adopt a final ordinance and lift the moratorium at that time. Should that not be the case, we have some additional cushion. But as I said, it's my sincere hope that given the time we've already taken and the additional month we've allotted ourselves, that that will be sufficient to get this right, at least with the information we have available to us now for East Lansing.